Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's going into the intro.
Right, let's do it.
You serious?
Yes, yes, people. Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. My name is Nick Bright.
My name's Marcus Bronzy. What's happening?
Oh. Yeah, man. How's things, bro?
I'm all right, man. I'm ready to jump into this story about deep fakes, about a Pennsylvania mum going to prison for deep fakes.
Right, well, straight away, deep fakes is like an area that interests me massively because I've seen so many of these videos on social media floating around that are just wild deep fakes. I think one of the best ones that I've seen, and I've not delved too deeply into it, so I'm a bit of a newbie, so please people don't go mad and say there's much better ones than that. But
Nick, you absolute heathen for selecting that deepfake.
Clearly don't know anything about deepfakes. Yes. Embarrassing. Yes. There was one of Tom Cruise, I think, and it was just amazing to think. And it kind of went viral. Loads of people were like, in the future, it's going to become even more difficult. You know, like verifying information now is already really hard because of social media. You don't know what's real. You have to wait for a credible source, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's going to be even harder in the future because these deep fakes, man, you're going to have like, I don't know, maybe not presidents because, you know, that stuff normally comes from a presidential account or whatever. But like, you know, people are quick to believe what they see online. So what I'm saying is if they see someone that they think is somebody saying something, that shit's going to get retweeted bare times.
Exactly, Nick. And that is what brought me towards this week's story. So if you do know about deepfakes, we will be giving you a bit of background. Like, you know, Nick Bright already is aware of deepfakes and he is our everyman on this podcast, like me. But we also will be giving you a bit of background on deepfakes and letting you know all about kind of what they're about, a little bit about where they came from. And yeah, Nick, you're right. They can be very dangerous. And as we're about to get into with this story, you can go to jail for deepfakes. So this is the clip that drew me into this story.
This morning, a Pennsylvania mom is facing charges for allegedly making and sending doctored photos and deepfake videos of her teenage daughter's cheerleading rivals.
So a Pennsylvania mom made deepfake nudes of daughter's high school cheerleading rivals and sent them to the coaches with the headline that drew me in. When Raffaella Inella learned that her teenage daughter was falling out with her cheerleading friends, she opted for revenge and created a series of fake photos and videos to get the high school girls kicked off of their cheerleading team. But she didn't use old ropey Photoshop fakes that we've seen in the past. She used deepfakes. If you don't know what deepfakes are, should we explain what deepfakes are?
I think we should, but just before we continue, I very much enjoy the fact that this person's name is Raffaella Inella. It's like, it's a little bit like, you know, the end of Rihanna and Jay-Z, Umbrella. Ella, Ella, Raffaella Inella, Inella, Raffaella. Like, you know, you can't say that after a few sherbets, you know what I mean?
I can't say it at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. I've only had coffee.
Raffaella Inella. Try and say that fast.
Raffaella Inella, Raffaella Inella.
See?
Yeah. It's like red lorry, yellow lorry. Just for you, in case you, if you don't know what deepfakes are, what are deepfakes? Well, deepfakes is a video or a photo or an audio recording that seems real but has been manipulated using artificial intelligence. So back in the day, when they used to fake photos, like, you know, for example, put your favorite crush his head on a nude top half, whether that be male or female, they'd probably just get Photoshop, slap it on and crack on. But this, deepfakes use AI, so a computer algorithm does all of the work. So the underlying technology can replace faces or manipulate facial expressions, synthesize the whole face itself, and also synthesize speech at the same time. So imagine Photoshopping or Dr. Pix, but way better. And not just still images, but video and voice. This is how good deep fucks.
Jeez.
Deep fuck.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about, yo, how can I make money off deepfakes? Deep fucks. Wait, look, we need to check now if that's a website. Deepfucks.com.
Trust me, mate. When it comes to sex and stuff like that, there's always a market as well.
I like it.
Deep fucks. Yeah, we put your favorite crush's face on any video. Come to deepfucks.com.
So this is how good deepfakes were in 2018 when the tech was brand new. Now, obviously, this is a podcast where you cannot see what I'm playing, but here is some audio to give you a taste of what it could be like.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. For instance, they could have me say things like, I don't know, Killmonger was right. Or, how about this, simply, President is a total and complete dipshit.
So yeah, that clip was definitely not the previous President Obama. Now, it sounds really real because that's Jordan Peele voicing him and he's very good at sounding like Obama. Now, I'm going to give Nick a link to a video that he can have a look at, and I'd like you to pay attention to the video, Nick. And this is an audio format, a podcast, but I'd like to you to do your best, if you could, just to describe kind of what you get visually out of this video.
So now we've got like a split screen, basically, of Jordan Peele and Barack Obama.
But if you were to take a brief look at the video that I sent you, if you were to give that a quick flash look, what would you say was happening in that video? Was it Jordan Peele, or was that a video of Obama saying whatever we wanted him to say?
Well, Jordan, there was a split screen.
Jordan Peele was
obviously, like, I can see it, but like, you know, the Barack Obama side of the video looks super realistic.
So what you were looking at, Nick, in 2018, that was a bit of tech where they were using Jordan Peele's voice, and the AI was helping to use his voice to guess what he was saying and pumping that into the algorithm, and the algorithm was actually changing Barack Obama's face to say what Jordan Peele said. So all you need is somebody with a semi-decent voice and the right AI, and you can have any celebrity kind of sound alike voicing your favorite celebrity. So for example, if, you know, I could do a good Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I could revoice that and the algorithm could do that. And that was 2018. Does that make sense?
It's kind of like a really good version of you know, those Snapchat and Insta filters where like you get a photo and it just like moves the mouth, but it looks a bit shit. Like, it's basically like a really good version of that.
Exactly. And that's where we were in 2018, right? And that was using computers and, you know, a little bit of clever programming. And so the video is okay at a glance, but if you look closely, I think you and I would be able to work out that it was fake, right? Fast forward a few years and voices can be synthesized and deepfake technology is way easier to use. There's a whole YouTube channel that's dedicated to making deepfakes for fun, just like putting Nicolas Cage's face on everyone from the characters from Lord of the Rings, or putting Sylvester Stallone's face on the Terminator. If you want to check out a real good deepfaker, there's a guy on YouTube actually called Control Shift Face, and he makes some wicked ones. So he'll take like classic bits of films like the Terminator and just put someone else's face on it. Like, that's really cool. And they are cool. Like, deepfakes are a bit of fun, but tools like this are used most often to depict people saying or doing something that they never said or did. So combine the fact that you're doing that with deepfakes with the fact that there are now apps, because a few years later, obviously the technology is good enough for apps, Nick. There's actually an app called Reface or Avatarify, which are out there for free, and you can make deepfakes on your own mobile phone. So it's super simple to put someone's face on another body. Anyway, so back to the story, Nick. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Raffaella Inella, her daughter confided in her that she was having some social struggles with her teammates on the Victory Vipers cheerleading team. That's a bad boy name for a cheerleading team,
Victory
isn't it?
Victory Vipers.
Yeah. Victory Viper. It sounds like an aggressive cheerleading team, though, doesn't it? Victory Viper.
Exactly. You don't want to get on the wrong side of them.
Yeah, but it's that.
Have you seen Bring It On? You know what I mean? Bring It On. Have you seen Bring It On?
I have, years ago, though.
You know when they got the guy and he did the, like, fingers? What was it? I can't remember what it was called. And he, like, waved his fingers. It was almost like jazz hands, but he called it something fingers. You're like, I can't remember what it's called. There's going to be people screaming this now as well. It's so annoying.
The spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers. And he's like, give them the spirit fingers. And then they go to like another team and he's basically moonlighting with them and teaching them the exact same routine. They're fuming. Well, that was a big film, you know.
You know what? What is it? Bring It On and Save the Last Dance. I don't know how I was entertained by these films back in the day. Looking back at them now, they were absolute trash.
Bro. Do not dare slander Bring It On. What is wrong with you?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, Nick. Come on, bruv. I don't know. I felt like this every sassy moment in that film that I was like, oh, burn. I look back at it now, I was like, oh, my God. That is sad. You sad. Oh my gosh, what a sad little life you have there, Jane. But anyway, the Victory Vipers, I don't know what their cheers are like. They must have a hiss in their cheers, innit? They got to have a hiss in their cheers if you're a Victory Viper, innit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's win, sir.
I mean, that sounded real scary, to be fair. Spooky.
Anyway, right. So, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Inella's daughter confided in her that she was having struggles with her teammates on the Victory Vipers cheerleading team.
Running! Action!
Sigh. Sadness. Sad sounds.
What's the matter?
Well, Mummy Raffaella Inella, Ella, eh? I'm just... The other kids at our Victory Vipers, well, they're just not talking to me much, Mum. I don't feel very welcome. I feel like there's a bit of a snaky vibe about them.
What's happening? I thought you were doing really well at the Victory Vipers. Not that I've paid that much attention because, you know, I'm far too busy meeting men and stuff on Tinder.
I don't know why you give me that kind of detail, Mum. I don't really need to know that.
Because we need to find you a new dad. But anyway, what were you saying?
So, we just learned how to do the rattlesnake and the spirit fingers. And the girls aren't talking to me much. It's like, well, they'll do all of the tricks and stuff, but we'll do the dances, but they're just not... I don't feel welcome. I don't feel like I'm part of the team.
Right, well, I need to speak to the other mums about this. You know, I need to speak to... Need to speak to the parents or maybe the teachers. Yeah, I need to speak to the teachers because this isn't on. You know, you are one of the star cheerleaders in the team. You've got everything. You've got the full package because you're my daughter. And, you know, I'm obviously the full package, or so all the men on Tinder are telling me. But, you know, you're like 50% diluted of the full package. So, yeah, I'm gonna speak to the... I'm gonna phone the coach. Or... I've got a better idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a load of fake videos showing them doing nasty things and basically get them all in trouble. That's a better idea, isn't it, Raffaella?
I don't know why you're talking to yourself, but...
Oh, sorry, that's my name. Okay, don't even know your name.
Mum, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so sad. I'm going to run away now and cry to my pillow like a young teenager and hope it's all better in the morning. All right, cool.
I thought the kid was called Raffaella.
The mum's called Raffaella, fuck it.
What's the fucking kid called then?
I think she's remained unnamed because this is like a federal case. So consequently, the 50-year-old mother decided, as we just heard in that fantastic bit of acting there from, I must say, these two great actors that we bring into the podcast, Nick. They are, do you know what, Nick? They are Oscar worthy. I just want to say that real quick.
Listen, the voice, the voice changes were just unreal.
Fantastic.
You know?
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Fantastic. So consequently, the 50-year-old mother decided to use this deepfake technology to forge images of the underage girls that were mates of her daughter in the nude, vaping, and drinking. Yeah.
Ooh.
She was smart to show vaping, though, wasn't she? Because not smoking, kids don't smoke nowadays, do they? Vape. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yes.
Because you can get bare different flavors in that, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. She then anonymously texted both the head coaches and other parents and faked concern as a parent with these images as well. Oh, I've got a new message from an unknown number. I don't usually open those, but let me have a look.
Hi, I have seen some terrible things over the last few months from cheerleaders on this Vipers squad, apart from Raffaella Inella's daughter, who is the model student. But some of the others, as a concerned parent, I feel like I need to bring this to your attention.
Okay, well, that's really specific and I don't seem to have your details, but yes, I am concerned about this. Do you have any evidence of this? These are quite bold claims.
Yes, I do have evidence. Big evidence. And don't worry about my details. I got a new phone and I haven't transferred any of the numbers over yet. Anyway, I've got some videos of these little rats smoking vapes and drinking liquor and having sex. Yeah, having sex. What have you got to say about that?
No, I've got a lot of things to say about that, but I'm very concerned. Do you mind firing those over to me? Not for my personal use, but clearly, because that sounds really dodgy, but I'd like to share this with the other parents. And whose mum are you again, or dad are you?
What's with all the questions? I'm providing you hardcore evidence to bang these kids up where they should be, in juvie, and you're asking me questions about who am I? What? You should be thankful. You should be on your knees thanking me for providing this fantastic evidence to bang these wrong-un children up. P.S. Here is several eggplant emojis. I'm on Tinder. Are you single?
She texts the parents like that. She also texts the girls themselves, so she must have got her daughter's phone and texts some of the additional information. This is actually where it gets a bit dark. She gives them additional messages with the evidence and urges them to kill themselves, which is rough, isn't it?
I mean, that went from 0 to 100 real quick. I think one of the most impressive things about this story that we haven't even touched on, other than the fact that, you know, our skits are absolutely sensational, other than that, is this woman who is managing to do all this mad tech stuff is 50 years old.
Yeah. Ratings, 50, isn't it?
Right?
Rating, yeah.
So, like, my parents are a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a bit older than that. But, like, my parents would never be able to do something like this. Never.
It is, in a degree, isolated to her actions only and not what they actually, you know, what she's doing. But I am impressed with the fact that she's able to do that. And I don't know if I sound really patronizing here, but I'd like to say most 50-year-olds wouldn't be that savvy with deepfake technology.
That's what I mean. With the tech and all of that, man, it's wild, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously, we don't condone what she's done with it, telling people to kill themselves, and that's a bit deep. But, like, the fact that she is able to do this is mental, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. So she was really manipulative. So, you know, on one hand she's messaging the parents and the coach, and the other hand she's messaging other students as well, literally, you know, abusing them. So she's causing a whole storm, a whole mess here. I mean, one of the victims' parents contacted them out of concern that these forgeries could see their daughter booted from the team. So after two more families came forward saying that they're also sent nude pictures of themselves that they allegedly never took, the police began to search in earnest for this anonymous sender. And it was rather quickly determined that these files were deepfakes. But so at first, though, Nick, no one, none the wiser, shall I just say, nobody knew that these were deepfakes. People thought that there might be real images. So imagine that there's like a picture that gets sent to your parent of you in the nude, smoking a vape, swinging your wanger around, having a drink or whatever. And then you're like, no, it wasn't me. It really wasn't me. And your parents are like,
shaggy.
Yeah, your parents are like, they don't know what deepfakes are. They're like, oh, it's not you, yeah? So you're just going to, it wasn't me out of this. I don't think so. But luckily, they determined it was deepfakes. And after confirming that the doctored photographs were based on easily accessible photos from the victim's social media profiles, take notes, guys, the authorities began tracing the mysterious phone number from where they were sent from. So I just want to go back to deepfakes. I think for deepfakes, what you need for the AI to work is a lot of information. That's why movie faces, like movie stars, were great for original deepfakes, because there's loads of pictures of Tom Cruise's face from all angles. There's loads of Arnold Schwarzenegger's face from all angles. But now on social media, because people that are active on social media, like myself and yourself, Nick Bright, there may be, and I may have a go at some deepfake technology to see what we can do, there might be enough information that you've put out there publicly, Nick, for me to get your face and deepfake it. That's mad.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I don't know how you feel about that. You've gone very quiet. I don't know. Are you scared?
A little bit. Like, it is mad to hit, like.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when I do this podcast with you, I'm like, we talk about all the wonderful kind of great things about technology and blah, blah, blah. And then every now and then we talk about certain things and I'm like, it's actually a bit fucking scary.
It is. I mean, look, there's enough info out there, I reckon, on, especially you as a radio man, right? I think you've said enough sounds out there. If I wanted to, like, if I had the time to scrape all of your audio, I probably would have enough to make you say things. I could probably cut you up words that you say on the podcast to make you sound like you said a sentence, but I think you've said enough sounds for me to be able to do your whole, for me to be able to, like, type into an algorithm, like, say this, and it would sound legitimately like you. That's what's fascinating, is that there's enough data out there for you to be created. Maybe in the future, everyone's talking about living. Oh gosh, I'm going to sound like proper Black Mirror here. You know, everyone talks about kind of uploading themselves. What if there's enough data out there of us in the ether on the internet for someone to be able to be like, right, when Nick is no longer around, we can just have the personality Nick Bright still exist online via his social media because we have enough tech and data to create pictures, images, tweets, his sense of humor, that kind of thing. That is deep.
I mean, is that there is an episode of Black Mirror where they do this, but it's also that kind of stuff's happening already.
Yes.
In that people that suffer from MND, motor neurone disease, obviously it attacks different parts of your body and stuff, and some people lose their voices or they lose the ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, a little bit like Stephen Hawking, but obviously his had a specific sound that it was a very robotic sound, wasn't it? Stephen Hawking's, computer that he used to speak. Whereas, like, there's a rugby player called Rob Burrows, a rugby league player, who's suffering with MND at the moment. And they've basically they captured loads of different parts of his voice.
Yeah.
When he knew that his voice was going, he teamed up with like a company and they were chatting. They used to do sessions where he would like say loads of words and phrases and blah, blah, blah. And it's so that they've kept his voice as kind of natural and normal as possible.
Yeah.
Because he finds it hard to speak now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And now with tech, you probably would need less data input into an algorithm. So say there's a new word that comes out. I don't know. Like, let's say Harry Potter lore, innit? Like, there's loads of new things like in Harry Potter that never would have been words before. They could probably use the same information of all the words that they've collected from him to pump that into an algorithm that could make him say new words and still sound like him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or like say it in an excited way or angrily or whatever. But anyway, right. So back to the story. But that's, you know, deepfakes. Thanks for getting into that with me, Nick, because they are quite interesting in terms of how they can be used in a positive way in the future as well. But like I said, it was rather quickly determined at this stage that these were deepfakes. So after confirming that the doctored photographs were based on easily accessible photos from the victim's social media profiles, the authorities began tracing the mysterious phone number from which they were sent, where it initially led them to a website that sold phones to telemarketers. Police simply followed the data to its original IP address. The unique internet protocol address showed that the messages had been sent from a home in Chalfont, Pennsylvania, one registered to Rafaela Inella. With probable cause in hand, the police paid her a visit and confiscated her smartphone. 8 months after it was first brought to the attention of the police, Rafaela Inella was arrested. At the time, Inella's attorney claimed that she absolutely denied what she had been charged with. An official statement from the Victory Vipers said this:
Victory Vipers has always promoted a family environment, and we're sorry for all individuals involved. Spokespeople for the Doylestown, Pennsylvania squad stated, "We have very well-established policies and a very strict anti-bullying policy in our program."
Nonetheless, George Rattel, the father of one of the girls victimized by the forgery, said that he remains frustrated and saddened by how the squad has been affected. He said,
"I don't know what I would push. I don't know what would push her to this point. As a dad, I was pretty upset about it. It's an image put out there of my daughter that is simply not true."
Rattel believes that the trouble began after he and his wife told their daughter not to socialize with Inella's daughter. Inella's daughter has remained entirely oblivious to her mother's actions, according to the authorities. Poor kid, man. Imagine that. No idea that your mum is causing absolute havoc amongst the
other
team.
Surely she must know now.
She knows now, obviously, but at the time, she wasn't aware that her mum was deep faking and doing all this fuckery. Even though her mum's like, "Hey, can I just borrow your phone for 10 minutes and copy all the details?" Ultimately, it appears that more information will come to light as Inella heads to court. Perhaps the most illuminating thing here is how easily and accessible it has become to doctor digital imagery, like myself and Nick have just mentioned. What used to require costly software is now done with a few taps of a finger and creates unnervingly convincing results. Indeed, these forgeries are only the tip of the proverbial iceberg in terms of deepfake technology. The possibilities are truly endless, and the consequences of that will surely rear their heads more frequently as we forge into the future.
Ooh, that sounds like pretty ominous, doesn't it?
It does. Before we get out of here, Nick, though, and wrap this episode, because we've done some good time on it, future deepfakes, what do we reckon? I'm going to go for the obvious one, deepfake porn. It's going to happen, isn't it, mate?
I mean,
yeah.
that kind of already happens to a degree.
Oh, really?
For years.
Well, does it? I had no idea. Go on, do tell me the websites. I'll write them down.
Well, for years, like, they've either done like lookalikes of celebrities, which I know it's not the same, and also with photos, again, not the same as videos, but like photoshopping the faces of famous women onto, you know, random naked girls' bodies and stuff like that. That's been happening for a long time, isn't it? So yeah, you're totally right. This is probably definitely going to happen.
Yeah, man.
Probably definitely. I mean,
what would you like to see? What would you like to see deep faked, Nick?
I would like to see my bank account deep faked into me being an absolute millionaire. So if someone could arrange that. That would be great.
Deep fake a few bill in. Yeah. I'd like to see a few old school Arnie films deep fake. I wouldn't mind seeing like some extra Rambo films from Sylvester Stallone, some extra Rocky movies deep faked. Like they wrote the story and then we have got some extra ones in there.
Yeah, you make a really good point actually, because now there will be people out there like fans of big movie franchises that have come to an end or whatever, where the like fans of it will go, "We're not ready for this to come to an end. Yeah. We're gonna write our own one," and they'll deep fake whole films.
Or check this, Nick, right? This is even deeper. How about this? You are a real big Leonardo DiCaprio fan. So a new film comes out, Fast and the Furious, but you can get a DiCaprio edition of it. You can watch that. So instead of Vin Diesel's face, it's Leonardo DiCaprio saying, "Family, it's family, family," at the end of every film. You get me? That could be quite interesting. Or Harry Potter. You could have Harry Potter, but with someone else's face as Harry's.
Ooh.
You could deepfake it. That would be fascinating. Because I'm not, and I'll say this, and we probably won't get into it in this episode because you're probably going to grill me, but I'm not the biggest Leonardo DiCaprio fan. So I like certain films he's in, but I might like them better if it's someone else's face. So, like, I wouldn't mind seeing an Inception with, I don't know, someone else's face instead of Leonardo DiCaprio. That could be fascinating. Anyway, we'll leave you with that. You can let us know what you think would be your favorite kind of deepfake. Well, this is the end of the episode. You can find me on social media at Marcus Bronzy everywhere. Where can we find you, Nick?
Just Insta, best place. Nick Bright is my name on there.
Wicked. And we're on everything at How to Kill an Hour as well, this podcast. Also, Nick, if people would like to have more of this episode and ad-free versions of this podcast and stuff like that, where can we go to?
Patreon. So we're doing that now. We're releasing like a main feed podcast every week, but then also one on the Patreon feed, which is to get it, it's very simple, patreon.com/ How to Kill an Hour.
Yeah, so find us on patreon.com/ How to Kill an Hour. This has been How to Kill an Hour. I'm out of here. I'll be Marcus Bronzy. See you later. He's been Nick Bright, and we'll be back in your ear holes soon. Cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.